Welcome to Earth Eats, a show of real food and green living. I'm Annie Corrigan, and today we have a special interview with someone who knows the tricks for finding morel mushrooms. Ron Kerner has been hunting mushrooms in southern Indiana for 20 years now. He runs the website indianamushrooms.com, and he works as a cook in Bloomington, Indiana. I spoke with him in early April, which, as he told me, is right on the cusp of morel season.
Morels, they come out at a certain time of year. They're pretty reliable as far as the time they come up, and that's around mid-April. And they like it to be wet. We need some rain and warmer nights, they say.
So damp ground, but yet still warm temperatures, that's when they pop up.
Yes.
And then where should I look for them? They grow sometimes at the base of trees. I know, bizarrely, they grow by railroad tracks. So where should I go look for them?
Well, as many people as you talk to, that you'll find as many different places to find them, supposedly. Everybody has their own little secrets. Some people say ash trees are the good to look under. Some say elm trees. The list of trees goes on and on. In my experience, if you get out in the woods and put your head down and look around, during the spring, if you stay out there long enough, you're likely to come across some.
Tell me what I'm looking for, I guess. What do these things look like?
They're a common name for morels is sponge mushroom. They kind of look like a natural sponge with little holes in the pits. And they can be different colors. They can be black, gray, yellow, and different sizes, too. Sometimes the yellow ones are a lot bigger than the black ones.
Boy, I could look for just about anything and I might find it. Just got to keep my eyes open.
Yeah. There's so many different mushrooms around here. And there's a lot more different edible mushrooms also besides the morels. A lot of people around here just know about the morels, but there's several other mushrooms that grow around here that are really good.
Yeah, I'm curious to know about other mushrooms, but before we get away from morels, there's such a culture around it. There's a community of people who hunt mushrooms, especially morels. They're highly priced, something like $15 to $17 a pound, depending. I mean, really, what is the big deal about these mushrooms?
Well, it's a supply and demand feature. There's just so many of them. They only come up for about a month and a half every year. You know, you won't find one in July. You can go out in the woods on wet, warm nights as much as you want in July, but you won't find anywhere else. And also, to find them is difficult. You really have to go out in the woods and look hard, and it's not easy.
So, like mid-April until, say, when would the season end?
May, end of May. And there's a couple weeks before that and a couple weeks after that that you could find some here and there possibly, but mid-April to mid-May is really the prime time.
Yeah, I was looking online at some websites and people are posting things. Oh, I found a morel, and the first sighting of a morel in, say, southern Indiana. So with this community of hunters, do people share morel spots, or is that something that you keep really closely guarded?
Yeah, that's something people really keep closely guarded. Everybody has their spots where they like to go. You'd be hard-pressed to get someone to share their morel spot with you.
So you're not going to tell me where you go hunting?
No.
Oh, too bad. Well, you said that you're a chef in town. Tell me, if you can, describe what a morel tastes like and then how you prepare it.
Morels have a mushroomy, somewhat nutty kind of flavor. They're prepared by normally frying, dipped in a milk or an egg wash and covered with cracker crumbs or flour, and then fried in a little bit of oil or butter. Cook them up till they're nice and crispy. Some people really like them.
Yeah, apparently. Let's talk about some of the other mushrooms you can get in this area then. If you're interested in hunting more than just morels, what sort of varieties can be found in southern Indiana this time of year?
You know, this time of year, it's really going to be the morels as far as edible mushrooms go. Another one that could be found around now is the oyster mushroom, which a lot of people like. And it grows on logs and doesn't have much of a stem. It's a gilled mushroom.
You talked about mushrooms that are edible. That was a question I got from one of my colleagues. He said, you know, I want to start hunting mushrooms, but I'm really just not sure if I'm going to pick mushrooms that are edible or if I'm going to pick mushrooms that are going to kill me. Now, like, is there any way to tell, any foolproof way to tell that this mushroom is edible?
Not really. You have to know through experience of identifying mushrooms or being with someone that knows mushrooms really well. There are a couple varieties of mushrooms that grow around here that are deadly poisonous, but there's only a couple. And if one would learn the ones that are really poisonous and to avoid those, it'd be hard to get into too much trouble with eating mushrooms around here.
Well, also give some advice to people who want to start getting into mushroom hunting as we're getting to that time of year. How do you get started in something like this?
It'd be nice to find someone that could help you with identification of mushrooms if you're going to be looking for varieties to eat. Going out with someone that's experienced and has hunted mushrooms before is a real big plus. Another thing is to get a mushroom field guide. And there's several different ways to go about, you know, identifying mushrooms. And once you can figure out who's who, you can figure out who you can eat and who you can't.
And I guess that's the first step in mushroom hunting, is figuring out what you can eat and what you shouldn't eat.
Yes, definitely. If you're hunting for the table, you definitely have to know what you're doing, because there are some poisonous varieties out there.
Have you had any successes yet this year? Have you gone out?
I went out today for several hours and no morels.
No morels? Oh, no.
No morels, no. But still, it's a tad early still. In all the years I've gone out, you know, a couple of things that I've noticed as far as the start of the season, the redbud trees are usually in bloom when I start finding them, and the May apples out in the woods, they're usually up. And neither one of those are up yet, so I didn't find any at all.
When do you suppose you're going to go out again in the hopes of having success?
I'm probably going to give it another week. Sometimes if you get going out, because it's really nice out, and the conditions seem just perfect. We've had some warm nights, and the ground's not real dry, but it's kind of moist.
I guess we do have rain in the forecast the next couple of days, so the spongier the ground gets, the more chance that they'll pop up?
Yes, you need the moisture, because there are years when they're not as prevalent as others because of conditions.
Mm-hmm. Where should I go? Just in general, wetlands or abandoned railroad tracks? Where are some suggestions for places I could try it out?
The state parks and state forests are two places where you can hunt. Even state parks, they allow to hunt and collect morels. McCormick's Creek, I've had success there. Morgan Monroe State Forest, which is a huge area, but it's really just a matter of getting out into the woods and putting your head down and looking.
And make sure that you have a strong, steady back, because you're going to be bent over a lot, right?
Hopefully.
Ron Kerner is the director of hunger relief at the Shalom Community Center in Bloomington, Indiana. He also runs the website, indianamushrooms.com. If you found this conversation interesting, check out my interview with Ramps expert, Chef Bob Atkins. Ramps and morels share an interesting relationship, popping up around the same time of year during the same sort of weather conditions. That, and they both sell for a pretty penny at high-end restaurants. Find out all sorts of information about foraging on our website, eartheats.org. Happy hunting, and thanks for listening.